Listen, verse 8. Be not afraid of their faces. And one of the comfortable things about radio is you can't get to me. A man that was up in Oakland, and he lives in this area now, he's a wonderful Christian now. He belonged to a certain cult where he believed that you went through rituals and gyrations and all kinds of things in order to be saved. And he was a contractor, and of the morning he'd be driving to work, and up in San Francisco, I'm on the air about that time of the morning, and he'd started listening to me. And he said, "You made me so mad, you kept telling me I was a sinner." He says, "If I could have got to you, I would have punched you in the nose." And he's a big fella, and I think he could do it. And I'm very thankful I'm on radio, because I think there would be some that would punch me in the nose because of the fact that I say things they don't like. Now, the interesting thing is this man kept listening and listening and listening. And one day, he turned to the Lord and said, "I'm a sinner. Save me." And he accepted Christ as his Savior. May I say to you, that's the joy giving out the Word of God. God says, go ahead and give it out. It won't return void to me. I can assure you that it will accomplish something. That's what's needed in the pulpit of this land today. Men to speak with authority what God has written down. That's all that he asks us to do. It's a very simple task in one way, and another, it's not so simple. He says to Jeremiah, "Be not afraid of their faces, for I'm with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord." God says, "I'm on your side." Martin Luther said, "One with God is a majority anytime." I belong to a minority group today, but really, if you want to know it, I'm in a majority. Now, verse 9, "Then the Lord put forth his hand, he touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, Behold, I put my words in thy mouth." That's very important. God has inspired the words of Scripture, not the thoughts or the ideas. The devil was not inspired to tell a lie, but the words that say that the devil told a lie, those words are inspired. The words of Scripture are, not the thoughts or the ideas. Too often today we go astray at this particular point, and that's one reason, friends, I cannot command certain so-called translations. They're good interpretations, but they're lousy translations, because it's the words that are inspired. We need to get back to that today. It's like the girl that was taking music lessons, and she wanted to be a singer. And finally, the time came for her to have a concert, you know. And she had the concert, and after it was over, she was back in the dressing room, and friends came back, and she was interested to know. She said, "What did my teacher say?" And a friend there who knew the teacher and knew her, he wanted to be very diplomatic. He says, "Well, he said that you sang heavenly." "Oh," she said, "did he say that?" "Yes, he said that." "Well," she said, "did he say that in so many words?" "Well, that was not exactly the words that he used, but that's what he meant." She says, "I want to know exactly the words he used. What did he say? Did he say that I sang heavenly?" "Well, he meant that, but what he really said was that it was an unearthly noise." May I say to you, friends, it's the words of Scripture that are inspired. God says, "I'm going to put my words in your mouth."